Kirbosai, Eis Tzara, Hila Yaakov, Zo Mitzshem, our learning should be a schus for all of Am Yisrael. Today's daf is Kiddushin daf Samech Hei. We're on Samech Dalet on the base of the two dots here in the second white line. A little bit to catch up, but let's do it anyway. If you remember, the Mishnah had said, there's Machlokas, in a scenario where the father, where the guy is married to two wives, right? And he has daughter one and two from the first wife, from the older wife, and then daughter three and four from the younger wife. So the guy said, right, we had both cases where he said he gave his oldest daughter or he gave his youngest daughter. We had both of those cases in the Mishnah. Basically, we had explained that it could mean, right, because of Machlokas, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir, that Meir said it could mean any one of the three oldest in that case, or any one of the three youngest in that case. Rabbi Yossi said no, it only refers to the oldest, right, or the youngest. Now, the Gemara immediately, right, jumps in and says Tzricha, right, that we need both those cases. Why would you, you know, mention both of them? Obviously, you would have assumed that the Lach is the same. So it's not necessarily. But to Tzricha, we need these. Both of these cases, the Ishmael and Kamaisa, we only had the first case where you said the older, that meaning he said, I married off my oldest daughter, I'm not sure which one, so Rameir said, you know, it could be the first three. So, Bahach, maybe if you only had that case, Bahach come Rabbi Meir, if it came with the Ikazutra Mina, right, Lahach Gedola Karila. Right, maybe only in that case, when Rabbi Meir says that if there's a younger daughter, right, you'll call the older one that's older than her, or than her, the older. But Abba Bahab, in the case of the youngest, Emi Modula Rabbi Yossi, the Ketana Lahach Ketana, the Kulu Karila. And maybe, right, he would agree to Rabbi Yossi that you always call the youngest, right, the youngest, right? It's always the baby girl, right? It's always even no matter how old she is. So it could be that it's true. And if you only had the case of the youngest, where he said, I married off my youngest, maybe that's when Rabbi Yossi says necessarily that that's only referring to the youngest. In the case where he said about the oldest, maybe people do refer to an older daughter as quote unquote the oldest. Maybe he would agree to Rabbi Meir. So therefore, Tzricha, right, that the Machlokas, we need to mention that the Machlokas is in both cases. The main word, Rabbi Meir, Sever Machis. Machis inish nafshe l'sveika. Rabbi Yossi sever lo machis inish l'sveika. Is this really true? Again, we explained yesterday that the machlokas is whether a person will put himself in a situation of suffix, right? Will the person really, right, say something that's ambiguous, right, and say, I married off my oldest daughter, but I'm not sure which one? So Rabbi Meir will hold, right, that since it could be referring to one, any of the three daughters, a person will willingly say something that will get himself into a situation of suffix. Where Rabbi Yossi says, no, a person will be more specific. It will always be clear with his statements. If he said, I married off my oldest daughter, it means the oldest. If he said the youngest, it means the youngest. Problem is, we have the opposite. Right? We learn the opposite in the following Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Mishnah in the Dharim, Hanoder Ada Pesach. Let's say a person says he's not going to do something. Right? Let's say take benefit from this guy or benefit from something else. Right? Let's just take benefit from someone else as an example. Not going to have enough from this guy. Right? Ada Pesach, until Pesach. So Aser Achi Yagia. It's Aser up until Pesach comes, right? Until the beginning of Pesach. Achi Hei Pesach. Right? Until it is Pesach, that's Aser Achi Yetze. Right? Then it is Aser to get benefit from that guy, to get hung up from that guy until Pesach was over. Right? What about the following case, though? And this is our point, right? Ad Pnei Pesach. He says some unclear language, right? Until Pnei Pesach, until the face of Pesach. Right? What does that mean? So Rabbi Meir Omer, Aser Achi Yagia. Rabbi Meir says it's Aser up until Pesach starts, and Rabbi Yossi Omer, Achietze, right? It's Aser until Pesach ends. Here we're saying that Rabbi Yossi, we're not sure what he says. I mean, it's possible he meant up until Pesach. It's possible he meant up until after Pesach. So Rabbi Yossi is the one who says a person will put himself into suffix, where Rabbi Meir holds that no, a person will put himself, right, say, be very clear in his declarations. And therefore, what he meant was, Ashiyagia, right, it must be that he meant until Pesach begins, right? Not that it could mean this or that. So Amar Bechanina Baravdimi Amarav Mechlev is Ashita. So sure enough, right, you got to switch to those shitos, right? And really, Rabbi Yossi is the one who says a person will be exact, and Rabbi Meir holds the one who holds a person will put himself into suffix. Ve'atanya, in fact, we have a brisa that says this exact shot, that we switch that mission that we just quoted in the Dharm. Zakal is the rule called Shizmano Kavua, Ve'amar Ad Pnei. If you have some sort of time period and the guy says, I'm going to do this Ad Pnei until the face of or whatever, Ve'er Omer Achiyete, Rabbi Yossi Omer Achiyagia, right? That's the opposite of what we just saw. So sure enough, Beferish, right, you have to switch the shitas. Amar Abaye Abaye says, Machogis Beshtei Kidei Bonos. Now, Mar Machogis, right, in our Mishnah, says Abaye, that's only, right, if you have two groups of daughters, right? You have one and two from the oldest wife, and two and three and four from the second wife. But if you have one group of daughters, then divrei kol gdol mamish and ktana mamish, right? And amtsois bishma karila, right? If you have only one group of daughters, right? Meaning everybody agrees that if you have one, two, and three, right, then obviously the oldest is the oldest, the youngest is the youngest, and the middle, right, is bishma, right? Either called by her name or called by the middle, right? Meaning it's not going to be called older or younger. Amar le Rav Adar Bar Masna Levaye El Me'atav. So Rav Adar Bar Masna said, if that's true, so in Zayis Shevakash Shnia Tishri. Well, then you should be Pater, right, the middle daughter, right, in the second group, meaning daughter number three, right? Because he's definitely not referring to the daughter number three if he says oldest or youngest. So the Gemara says, no. Again, this is what we said before. Right, if you remember, a couple weeks ago. And the case is where there is only one older daughter and one younger daughter. And how can I miss that? This makes a lot of sense. Din Isa, the Ika, listening. And because if there was a daughter in the middle, right, that they should have mentioned it. Well, according to that, what about the middle daughter in the first group, i.e. daughter number two, right, who's definitely a suffix, right, definitely of one, it could be that's the one who's married, and that's the one that the father's referring to, Ferasir, right, she's Aser. Well, we don't even mention that in the Mishnah, right, we don't mention that's in that case. So you should have mentioned that. So why don't we mention that? The Gemara says, that's not comparable because Hasam Tana Ketana Dida LeIsura. Right. First of all, again, because in the case of the first cut of daughters, we have group one and two. We mentioned the youngest, which is Aser. V'udin laKeshisha Lamina, and obviously any daughter. Right, that is older. You don't have to mention if you have a daughter in the middle of daughter one and two. Right? It's obviously mentioned the youngest daughter in the first group. Right? You don't have to mention the middle one. Right? It's because anybody who's older obviously could possibly be the one he's referring to. So, but over here, in the case where, again, in the second group, right, you don't necessarily know that there's a middle daughter because you said the Ika and Isnei, then it should have mentioned. Right? And the fact that the Mishnah doesn't. Again, since we're saying that the youngest daughter, that daughter number four, is mutter, right? You might have thought that applies to the middle one as well. So the tachlis is the Mishnah would have mentioned it because there's a suffix as to what the halacha would have been in if the Mishnah didn't mention it. So then, right, that's not a scenario where you had a middle girl. And then basically the Gemara kind of agrees with Abaye, right? And that supports Abaye that it's a case of one and two, meaning that you only had one older daughter, one younger daughter, because otherwise, right, they would have mentioned the middle one. Amar le Rav Huna Bar Eid, Rav Yeshua Rava, HaPesach T'kikat Achaz Dami. He said, one second, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua says to Rava, the case of Pesach, I mean, a guy makes a neder, right, until Pesach, right, and that's similar to the case, right, of one group. Because, like, there's only one, again, Pesach is either the beginning, right, or the end. Again, it's one group of days, right, so either, right, You can't say that the middle, right, you can't fall out in the middle, right? It's either before or after, right? There's no ambiguity here. So we see Upligi, and we see that there's a machlokes over here, right? So that's against the Abaye. You said that they don't argue, right? In the sin, that's only if there's a gedol and ketana, right? Our Abaye was the one who said, one second. Right, and Abaye was the one who said that. That's only, right, the machlokes is only when there is two groups of daughters. My Pesach is much more comparable to the case where there's one group of daughters. So that seems to be against Abaye, because that we see in fact that they do argue in the Mishnah and the Dharm. So Amalei said back to him, Sarova said back to him, Hasam Balishna da Alma Kamifuki. No, that machlokes is not Shaykh, right, to Abaye, to our situation. Right, really, they're just arguing over what it means to say Pnei Pesach. Mar Sovra, Ad Pnei Pesach, Ad Kame Pesach. Right, Mar Sovra, right, Ad the Mipnei Pesach. Right, they're just arguing as to what that means. Right, is it up until Pesach starts or until Pesach has finished? Okay. Fine. New Mishnah. Ha'omer le'isha kideshtich v'yomeres lo kideshtani. Guy says to a woman, you're my wife. And she says, I don't know what you're talking about. Hu asher krovoseh v'him uteres bekrovov. He is asher in her relatives, because obviously you can't marry a relative of your wife. And she is muter with his relatives. What is this concept? So if you look at Rashi, much lower down on the daf, Right, Rahu also recovered Vosel, first Mishnah, first Rashi in the Mishnah, Dishavinu Aleh Chaticha Disura. Right, this concept of a person is allowed to make something usher to himself by a statement if he says such and such is true. Right, so he says that they are married even though they're not. Shavi Aleh Chaticha Disura. He's basically taking an isser upon himself, right, and setting the scenario for himself. But what does the girl have to do with anything if he's claiming that she's his wife and she has nothing doing? So she's allowed to marry his krovim, right, because she is not taken upon. That is her upon herself. He omer is kidesh tani, but who omer lo kidesh dich? Right, if he says you married me, the other way around, she says you married me, and he says I don't know what you're talking about. So also, who motzer b'krovosev? He asur b'krovov. Right, same thing is true, just the reverse. And obviously, the Mishnah will have to, the Gemara will have to deal with. Why do we have both cases? That's basically the same halacha. Kidesh tich v'omer is lo kidesh ta elabiti. Right, and it's a bit of a different case where she said it wasn't me you married. It was, I appreciate the compliment, right? But I'm not my daughter. You married my daughter. Right, but who also bekrovos gedola, right? Gedola muteres bekrovov. Right, he's not allowed to marry, right, the woman he thought, right, the relatives of the woman he thought he would married, i.e. the mother, right? And the gedola here doesn't mean the gedola, it means just the older one, which is the mother. So he is also the mother's krovos, the relatives, and the mother is mutter in his. Who mutter b'krovos katana? He's mutter, he's allowed to marry, right, the daughter's relatives. But katana mutter b'krovos, obviously the daughter is not involved here, so she's allowed to marry, right, his relatives as well. So kitashti is bitech v'omer lo kitashti elosi. The guy says, I married your daughter, and she says, no, you married me. So who also b'krovos katana? Obviously he can't marry, right, the daughter's relatives. Katana mutter b'krovos, the katana is not involved, she can marry whoever she wants. Who mutter b'krovos gedola? He can marry the mother's krovim. And she is saying, right, she married him, so she cannot marry, right, his krovim. Again, there's one basically general rule over here that Shavia Nafshi Chaticha D'Yisura, that a person takes upon himself, right, an isser, and whatever statement you make, right, that's going to create the isser. So the question is, right, why do we need, obviously, we have to talk about why do we need all of these cases? The Mishnah says, Omer Le'isha Kidashtich, the Gemara says, Tzricha. We need all of these cases. If you would only tell me when the guy tried to marry, the first case where he said, I'm married to you, should the gavra lo ichpaz lei? Like a guy, because a guy doesn't care. Like, what does a guy care about marriage, not being able to marry a couple of people, the relatives of the woman? Like Mikri Amar, he'll be like, okay, whatever, he'll just say, if he wants to marry a woman, he'll just say, you get married, right? A man can marry multiple women. So he doesn't care that he's eliminating, right, a couple of women from his potential marriage, pot. But the woman, right, Ema ilav kimle bedibure, a little havazamra, right? But the woman, if she wasn't sure, if she wasn't positive, she wouldn't have said anything. Right? Velitzar you because of it. And she, meaning because we assume, right, she's not allowed to marry anybody, right, if she says she's married. Right? If she says she's married, right, then, she wouldn't, obviously, she's not going to, she'd close herself off, she'd have to get a get to marry anybody else. So she's obviously doesn't want to close herself off to everybody. So, and therefore, v'litzer ihu b'krovoseh, right, we might have thought that he is usher to marry her relatives, because maybe she is telling the truth, maybe because why would she lie about this? So maybe we believe her to the point where we'll usher the man up to her relatives, dever kamash malan. Right, we don't. That it's only the one who makes the claim is the one who's ushered to the relatives. Kidashtich v'yomeres, right? If he says, no, you didn't marry me, you married my daughter. Su lamadli, why do you need that case over there as well? Yitzchok sa'ach l'chamina, you need to tell, you might have thought, like, midaraisa hemne rachmana la'af. You might have thought that since the Torah believes the father, right, to marry off his daughter, midarabanan hemne l'didah. Well, also, midarabanan, believe the mother. V'titzer barta b'dibura, and therefore her daughter should become aser if the mother claims that she was the one who was married off. That's not true, right? We don't believe the mother necessarily to aser the daughter to his relatives. Kidashti is b'techa, in the case where he says, I married your daughter, and she says, no, you married me. Asulam ali, what do we need this also? Because adi taniha, tani naniha, right? Sometimes the Mishnah does that, to parallel the language, right? Since you taught the fourth one, third one, right? How many cases are there? I don't even know. Since you taught the last one, right, then we're going to teach this one as well. Itmar, Rav Amar Kofin, Ushmul Amar Mivakshin. What in the world is going on over here? So, again, in a case, right, in that case over there, right, where the guy says, right, I was married to you, whatever, and she says, no, you weren't, etc. Rav says, we force, right, the guy to give a get, just to, so we have no ambiguity here. Ushmul Amar Mivakshin, we ask the guy to give a get. So the Gemara says, ahaya, right? Which case in our Mishnah, we have a bunch of them, right, are we going to force or ask a get right, to be given. If you tell me the first case where the guy says, I'm married to you, and the woman says, I don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean? There's no, what does she need to get for? She doesn't say she's married. I say, Allah, safe. It must be, right, in the second part. Right, again, when the woman says that she was married to him, and the guy says, I don't know what you're talking about. So, Bishlam Mavakshin, it makes sense that you should ask her. If that's the case, if you're talking about the second case, it makes sense that you would ask him to give a get because of the Chai, because, you know, that makes sense. Again, she can't marry, right, anybody else now at this point. And what does he care? Right, he's not limited by this at all. Allah, kofin am I, but why would you force the guy to give a get? I'm a lo nichli d'yitzer b'krova. The guy could say, if I give a get, I'm going to be usher to her relatives. Right? He's going to be usher to her sister or whatever. Forget. Well, not a sister, but I guess, yeah, sister or mother, etc. Right? That's not going to be... So that's why would you force him to give a get? So Ella must be, so therefore that can't be the case either. So Ella Shmaitza Ahadi de Itmar, right? It must be that no, that it's not that it's going on these Mishnayos. It has to be that Rav and Shmuel, right, were just saying things back to back. That Amar Shmuel Vakshin Amen Olitinget, and Amar Rav, in Nasan Geme Atzmo, Kofanus Olitink Suba. Right? That Shmuel says we ask the guy to give a get, and if he did, says Rav, we force him to give the ksuba, not a get, but force him to give a ksuba. That's obviously not problematic whatsoever. That's exactly, you know, that those are not contradictory statements. And if we don't have to apply them to a specific case in the Mishnah, right, that makes a lot of sense. If he chose to give a get, then he has to give a ksuba as well. It's Marnami's also said Amar Rav Acha Bar Ada Amar Rav. Amrilei Amar Rav Acha Bar Ada Amar Rav Amnun Amar Rav. Kofin umivakshin, right? Again, we said in the name of Rav that we force the guy and we ask the guy. So the Gemara says, Tarti, how can you do both? So that's what the Gemara says. Hachi Gemara, mivakshin mimenu litin get. We ask him to give a get. Vim nasa me'atzmo, and if he gave it, so then kofin ozo litin ksuba, we force him to give the ksuba. Am Rav Yehuda hamavakesh hamakadish beit echad. New topic completely. Seemingly unrelated to the Mishnah. If someone gets married with one aid. What is the purpose of edim at a wedding? Edim are super important at a wedding, but what? This is a sugi over here. What is the purpose of edim at a wedding? So Rav Yehuda says, if you marry somebody with one witness, ein choshen of kiddushin, there is nothing. We're not concerned that this is a kiddushin. So they asked Rav Yehuda, okay, let's say both of them admit that they got married. Husband, wife, right? Potential husband and wife. They both admit, yeah, the guy said, initially everything was good. And you have that one aid. Does that work? So the Gemara says, Ein velo rafi biyade. He would say, yes, no, he wasn't sure. Itmar Sivu said, Amrav Nachum Amr Shmuel, Hamakash Be'ed Echad, Ein Chosh in the Kedushin, Afilu Shnei Modim. He said the name of Shmuel, that even if the two parties in at hand admit that they did get married, we're not Chosh of the Kedushin, doesn't even need to get, it's nothing. Again, to get fancy, this is basically the concept of edim lekias, edus lekiyam davar, as we'll see as the daf goes on. There's two types of witnesses, just to spoil it for you a little bit. There's what's called edus lebir hadavar. There's witnesses to explain what happened, as we're recording right now. There's, we don't have to talk about that current events, Baruch Hashem, we're just learning Torah, it doesn't matter, Kol B'nei Shemayim, and Kosh Baruch will take care of us, sorry for that, but there's Edus Labira Dover, there's witnesses to clarify what happened, and here we're talking about, there's something, by marriage, there's something called Edus Lekiyam Dover, that there's Edus, there's testimony to establish, not to establish what happened, but to be Mekayim, to create, and almost, you know, bring about a certain halachic change, right? A davar she'be'erva pachas mishnayim. You can't have a halachic change in a marriage and something that involves arayos with less than two witnesses. They have to. It is the kiyum davar. They have to be mekayim. They have to create the halachic change. And therefore, if you don't have two witnesses, right? Even if everybody agrees what happened, right? You don't need. No one's arguing over the facts. Still, you need two edim, right, to establish this situation. Esrei Rav is not vayter. That's what we're understanding over here. Esrei Rav or Rav Nachman. One second, hold on. The Mishnah says, "Amar li isha kiddashtich." Guy says to a woman, "I married you." He marries lo kiddashtani. She says, "I don't know what you're talking about." Who also bekrovas have? He mutters bekrovav. Right? He can't marry her relatives, but she can marry his. So the Gemara says, "So he asks, idika edim, am I mutters bekrovav?" One second. There must be a case where there are no edim, because if there were edim, why would she be allowed to marry his relatives? Right? Obviously, she would have to be fully married. And if there were no edim, why would he be usher to marry her relatives? Right? Obviously, there'd be nothing. So must be our case is where there's one aid, right? And that's against Rav Nachman said that we are choshev for kedushin. Meaning meaning Rav Nachman said that we're not choshev whatsoever, right? Even if they admit, our Mishnah is saying that the guy's going to be usher, right, to his relatives. So there is some sort of smacha of kedushin. So Gemara says, "Hachmaya skinan." So therefore, what are we talking about over here? You go into Amar Lakidash Tich b'fnei Ploni and Ploni v'alkul lehem b'din sayam. It's not a case of eid echad. Right? It's a case where the guy claims that he had a proper wedding. Right, there are 100 people there. He had an eidim, the whole deal, and then they left. The eidim left. They went to overseas. Right, they went to Medina Sayam. Right, and therefore it's not an eid echad. So it has nothing to do with what we're talking about. Right, the eidim went overseas. Right, and that was okay, so they're arguing over what happened, but the claim is that there was a proper halachic marriage. Eisvei also another kasha. Hamagarish zishto v'lon imo v'punduki. Guy divorces his wife, and then they go on a trip, and they stay at the same hotel. Beishame omer omrim ein sricha hemenu get sheni. That she doesn't need a second get, meaning we're not concerned that this, you know, a hookup at a hotel was for kiddushin. The beis hillel omrim tzricha get hemenu get sheni. She does need another get because we're concerned, right, that they had bia for the purpose of kiddushin. The gemara says, "Echidami, what's the case? Idi ke'edim. If they're edim, my time had the beis shammai. Why would beis shammai say it's not a marriage? We're not concerned for the marriage. Obviously, if they're edim, we are, right, and they are remarried. Be leka edim. If they're no edim, my time had the beis hillel. Why would beis hillel, think that there is a kiddushin here? Even if they admitted it was fine." Right, we're not going to believe them. So Allah be'ed echad. It must be that there was eid echad, and therefore, again, that's against what we've been saying, right? That there is some sort of kiddushin by an eid echad. So it says l'tameich, but according to that logic, I'm a seifa. What about the second part of that Mishnah? Modim shenis garshim and erusin shein tzvichay menu gecheni. And everybody agrees. Maybe Beis Hillel agrees that if they slept, they were together in a hotel, right? After they were divorced, but they had only been erusin, meaning they hadn't been fully married. They only had the first step of marriage of kiddushin. They don't need another get, because they're not so comfortable with each other, and we're not concerned, right, that something actually happened. And if the
if you tell me that an eid echad, right, is legitimate, and if there's one witness over here, and that's the case, and we're going to legitimize one echad, one witness, eid echad, by a marriage, who cares whether they're married, erusin, nisuin? What's the difference? Right? The fact is that we're going to establish that maybe there's a kiddushin over here. Right? So the ela hachmai eskinan kigon deika eide yichud v'leka eide bia. So the case is no, with eide echad, it has nothing to do with our case whatsoever. Right? The case is there's eide yichud, right? They went in together. These people saw him go in, but they didn't say eide bia. There's no eide for the bia. And beishami savri, right? Lower meaning hein eide yichud hein eide bia. We don't assume that the Eidei Yichud are the same as the Eidei Bia. I mean, we don't assume that just seeing Yichud means that necessarily they had Bia. Beisal Sarvi Hamrina Eidei Echad Hein Hein Eidei Yichud Hein Hein Eidei Bia. Beisal says, no, we do. Right? If we have witnesses, if we have Eidim for the Yichud, so then we're going to have, that's basically saying that they had Bia, and therefore we have to be concerned that there is a Kiddushin. Modim Devadin Iskarshim and Erisin. I mean, what's about that last part? But the last part of the Mishnah, the Beisal agrees that they had only previously been married in the level of Erisin, that we're not concerned there's another get. Delomri and Hein Hein Eide Yichud Hein Hein Eide Bia. Then in the case where they were married previously by Erison and then they got divorced, right, we don't say that Edom for Yichud necessarily means that they had Bia because they weren't so familiar with each other, right? Label Gaspa, right? They weren't like fully married, right? So we're not concerned that necessarily, right, that one Yichud would lead, right, to Bia. Okay. Amar Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta Meshmeid Rav Amakash Beit Echad, right? Ain Choshen LeKiddushin, right? Again, it said in the name of Rav that we're not concerned if there's Eid Echad by a wedding, by a marriage, that's not concerned for a Kiddushin whatsoever. Afilu Shnei Amodim, even if both of them agree that that's what happened. Amar Rav Bar Vuna Amakash Beit Echad Beit Dina Rabba Amrei Ain Choshen LeKiddushin. Rav Bar Vuna said that the Beit Dina of the great Beis Din said we're not Choshen LeKiddushin. Uman Beit Dina, who is that? That's Rabba. Man Beit Din Rabba, sorry, who is the great Beis Din? That's Rav. V'Gid Amri, some people say that Amar Rav Baravun Amar Rav Makadosh Beit Echad Beit Din Rabba Amri Ein Chosh LeKiddushin Man Beit Din Rabba Rebbe. Okay, so maybe some people say that there was actually Rav who said this, that the great Beis Din, right, said that we're not Chosh LeKiddushin, and if it's not Rav, then it was Rebbe. Okay. Masiv Rav Achadvoi Bar Ami, he has the following kasha again against this whole concept that we're saying that Eid Echad, right, is not enough to even give us a chashash, right, of Kiddushin. Shnayim Shabbatim Yisayam V'Isha Yimayim V'Chavila Yimayim. Very interesting case. Two guys come on a boat, right, from overseas, right, from Medina Sayam. V'Isha Yimayim V'Chavila Yimayim. And they have a woman, right, and there's a woman on the boat, and there's a chavila, there's a box. Some sort of chavila is a delivery nowadays because they're bringing you a box. Okay, they have sort of box and two men and a woman and a box on a boat. Sounds like a joke. Zeh Omer, zeh Yishti, v'zeh Avdi, v'zeh Chavilazi. One guy says, "This is my wife, this is my Eved, and this is my money, and this is my box." I mean, assuming there's money in the box, let's just say. V'zeh Omer, this is the other guy says, "Zu Yishti, v'zu Avdi, v'zu Chavilazi." What do you mean? No, this woman is my wife, and this guy is my slave. And this is my money, and this is my box. V'yishu omeres, and the woman says, Elu shnei avad, avadai, v'chavila shali. And the woman is no slouch in her own right. Right? She says, what do you mean? These are my avadim, and this is my money. So, tzucha shnei gitin, v'govok suvosim in a chavila. She needs two gets from either one, right, if she wants to marry somebody else. Right, as we'll see in a second, that's the Gemara assumes, right? And she needs a gets a ksuba from the chavila. She gets the ksuba, right, from the money, right? Because of Yomar Shach. Either way, right, the guy says it's his, right? So at least the chora, right? If you're giving a get, right, you have to pay me. Right, that's what she says, right? You have to pay her, right? The money from, and if you're claiming this is yours, okay? So either it's mine or pay me my get, pay me my ksuba, right, from the money. So the Gemara says, Hei chidami. So Ach Davoi says, Hei chidami. What's the case over here? Idi isle sade lahai, isle sade lahai. If you have witnesses both ways. And so that's why you need a get from both of them. But me masi amra elu shnei avadim v'chavila shali. Right? We can't. Why would we take with any seriousness the claim of the woman? Right? If you have two edim, so it can't be that there were edim. Right? In either direction. El lav beit echad. It must be that there's eid echad. Right? And if you tell me that you need a get from both of them, right? So apparently eid echad does have a chashash of kiddushin. So the Gemara says v'tizra. Well, what do you mean? That doesn't make sense either. Eid echad v'achshashem yimahemen. When you have two competing eid echads, right? This guy has one eid and this guy has one eid. So that's not anything. There are two eidim cancel each other out. So the Gemara says el l'mitri l'almad kuli amal pligi d'shari v'hach. Probably too fast. El rather what we mean right by the brayso over there is l'mitri ba'alma. Right, really to make her, right, if you can tell her she's allowed to marry anybody, right, the kuli alma lo pligi d'shari. Everybody agrees she doesn't need the gets that she gets from these two guys to marry somebody else. Right, really there was no kiddushin here whatsoever. We don't assume, you know, that there's a kiddushin. The get that we're acquiring has nothing to do with allowing her to remarry. She can remarry. V'acha hachi kamer. We mean like this. That tzucha shnei gitim, she needs two gets. K'dei l'gabos k'suvasa v'na chavilo. She needs two gets. Right, and that meaning nobody gets anything from the money until she gets a get from both of them. Right, because at that point, that's basically like admitting. Right, basically the guys are basically saying that I owe you the money. Rabbi Meir, it's Rabbi Meir Shita the Amar Metaltalin Mishtavi the Ksuba says that Metaltalin are Shibur on the Ksuba. That's a Machlokas. That's a discussion. I don't remember where it is. I assume it's in Ksubas, but I don't remember that the Ksuba is can either have a lien on property. For the ksuba, or a lien on metaltali, right? You can also have a lien on movable kind of cash, right? Movable objects. So that's machlokes. This is like Rabbi Meir, who says that obviously the box of money, right, can be meshubad, can be leaned for the ksuba. My haviola, what's pshat with the eid echad, right, in marriage and stuff? So Rav Kahana Amar, ein chosh l'kiddushin, the kiddushov. Has that said kiddushov the entire time? Yeah, I guess it does. Excuse me. That I said the entire time. You're right. Wow. Ein choshen l'kiddushov. Okay, my apologies. I keep on saying kiddushin, but it's not. Okay. Long story short, it doesn't make a difference. Well, maybe it does, but it's not l'halacha l'maisa in terms of understanding. Right? That means the same thing. Rav Kahana says ein choshen l'kiddushov. Rav Papa Omer choshen l'kiddushov. And Machlok is Rav Kahana and Rav Papa. Rav Kahana said, like we've said up until now, that we're not even choshesh for the kiddushin whatsoever. And Rav Papa says that we are choshesh for the kiddushin if there is an eid echad. Amar le Rav Ashi le Rav Kahana, my datech. So Rav Ashi asked Rav Kahana, what's your pshat? I mean, why would you say that eid echad is nothing? Right? Again, assuming, right? Again, they're maskim and they agree, right? That it actually happened, right? You know? And so the Gemara says, what is your pshat? Is it dielafta davar davar mimamon? Is it because you're getting it from davar, right? The davar tells me that you need two edim by money, and therefore one eid over here is no good, right? It's a gzera shava. Imal halan hodas baldin kmei edim dami. Afkan hodas baldin kmei edim dami. But if you're comparing it to monetary cases, well, the mission, the hodas baldin, the mission of one of the parties is like 100 witnesses. So here, the man and the woman are agreeing, are admitting that they're married. So why wouldn't you take that? Why wouldn't that be legitimate enough for you if there's one witness? Samalei, Rav Kana said back to him, no, hasam lo ka chayev lachrini. What do you mean? In the case of, I owe you $100, and I admit that I owe you the $100. So that doesn't do anything to anybody, right? So the Beis Din is like, okay, it's like 100 witnesses. You agree that you owe the money. But here, what do you mean? Right? If you say that you are married, there is another effect over there. Right? I mean, anybody who arayos and relationships and can't marry this, right? There's all these other people that are affected. Right? So then, you know, so that we don't necessarily believe that because there's all these other things going on as well. Marzutra Rav Ada Saba Bnei Derav Mari Bar Isar. Right, those are the sons of Mar Bar Isar. Polig Nichsayu Bahadi Adadi. They were dividing right the Yerusha right of their father. So also Kamei Derav Ashi. They went to Rav Ashi and Amulei. They said to him, "Habishnam Edim Am Rachmana." Right, Torah says, "Right, you need two Edim." So Dii Boi Li Mihader Lamotzi Hadrelu. Right, Va'anan Lo Hadre. Right, if do you need, is it, what's the purpose of Edim by monetary transaction? Are we nervous that one side is going to take it back? Right, they're going to go back on whatever they agreed. They, you know, owe you $1 million, whatever it is, and we don't want them to take it back. So we have Edim to prove, right, that so that, to just to make sure that they don't you know, get out of the deal. Va'anan Lo Hadre. So we are not, we love each other, right? They're brothers, right? They love each other, Baruch Hashem, Achdus, right? They're not going back. There's no animosity here. There's no chance they're fighting over the Yerusha, right? So you don't, maybe you don't need any Edim, but when we divvy up, right, the Yerusha that they're getting. Or maybe, just like marriage, right? You can't have a legal transaction of, you know, splitting up a Yerusha without Edim. So he said to them, right, that by money, right, the witnesses, the whole purpose of witnesses is the shakri, is for liars, right? And that in the, if there's no situation of no potential of lying, right, so you don't need Edim, right? The whole purpose of Edim is just to make sure, right, that that the transaction goes through, right, as planned. But if there's no chashash or no concern, and neither party, you know, really cares, so you don't necessarily need Edim. And that, again, that's, as we explained before, that is contrasted against the need for Edim by marriage, which is, you know, kind of creates the whole situation, as opposed to over here, right? We're just having Edim to make sure people don't kind of take back and go back on their word. Okay, we'll go back to the Hele Geshaf tomorrow. Have a great day or night. Depending on when you're listening to this, and Besuras Tobos, for all of Am Yisrael, I'm Mitzvah Hashem, which we zocha to Gula Shlema Bekarov. Amen.